Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Linda. How may I help you?
Yes, Linda. I was calling in regards to an advertisement that I was a survey that I just did.
Uh-huh.
And with that survey, I don't know, it was just very deceiving. And I wanted to know, how do I go about canceling this transaction?
Okay, did you submit it?
It has been submitted, and I received the email confirmation mm-hmm. for something that I didn't even know was part of what I was claiming a gift.
Right, a gift.
The site said that I would get.
Yeah, and you would just have to pay shipping and handling, correct?
Exactly. It said $4.95.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Instead, it charged my card $39.95 okay. for meals.
Yeah, okay. What's your zip code?
It's 85326.
And your first name?
It's Demetria.
How do you spell that?
It's S like Sam, E, N like Nancy, E, T like Tom, R, I, A.
And your last name?
Stark. S like Sam, T like Tom, A, R, K, S.
Okay. Hold for a second while I pull your account up. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Miss Linda.
You're welcome. Ma'am, what was the product? Was it a shampoo or body oil or something? Meals, correct? Yeah.
Well,
it was meals, right?
The product that it charged me for says that it was for lifestyle victories.
Right. Yeah.
But
okay.
The gift that I claimed was a vacuum cleaner.
Right. Okay, I'm looking at it. I'm trying to find your name under it. And you said you pressed submit. You did submit it, and you've been charged, right? You submitted it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
See, yeah, yeah, it was like a fine print. To read the fine print where it states, if you have 14 days to cancel it, or it's going to, each month it's going to take something out your account until the vacuum cleaner is paid up, yeah. I want to apologize.
No, that's okay, but what's weird is I did read all the fine print. There was nothing about this on there. So that's why I'm confused. The site that it sent me to was something, I don't know, it was just, I just feel like I did something wrong.
Right, let me see. Well, no, you didn't do anything wrong, but this could be, let me see, wait 1 second.
Because I did read everything, and at the very bottom, there wasn't much of anything. It just said congratulations and something else, I can't remember. But.
And then it charged your bank account, it charged your credit card, right? $39?
Yes, $39.85.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I found Ms. Starks here, okay? Let's see. I'm going to put in a cancellation for it. Can you get a pen and paper so I give you a cancellation number?
Of course.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay.
I have to put some notes in anyway.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You. Okay, I'm ready, though, when you're
okay, on. It's C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
4948. 6-2. Now allow. Okay, go ahead. Repeat that. Mm-hmm.
No, that's C494862.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Now allow 5 to 7 business working days for the post back to your account.
Okay.
You have to allow that time there, you know.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Okay. And I want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.